Tweet Tabiso at Tabiso with an extra O and hashtag Power Drive.
19 minutes after 3. So we spoke about water yesterday, and Magali's water spokesperson David Magai is on the line, and now we speak to him officially of Isimunso, as they say in Setswana, as the spokesperson of Magali's Water. David, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good, and how are you?
I'm very good. Yeah, so this is becoming a much, much bigger problem than I suppose what meets the eye, isn't it?
Very much so, Kotane. Like we spoke yesterday when we were talking about why water demand is high.
Yeah.
There's a combination of issues, like I was saying briefly yesterday. One of those is that we have bulk systems that have been developed for some time, your water treatment plants, your reservoirs. But one of the things that we have pinpointed is that you've got this population growth that's rapidly expanding. And regrettably, the infrastructure is now unable to cater for the population that requires this basic human right, which is access to potable water. And in Rustenburg, in Thabazimbi, as well as in parts of Tshwane, just in the last couple of days, we have monitored our system and we've seen a spike in how people are using water. Obviously, it's the end of the year, temperatures are high. I mean, the mercury right now is sitting at 34.
Mm.
So it goes without any reasoning to say you would expect this kind of a thing to be happening.
Yeah, your statement says reservoir levels are experiencing a sharp decline, therefore risking a sustainable bulk water supply to customers, which may collapse the scheme if not mitigated. Those words are heavy. May collapse the scheme if not mitigated. Just simplify it for us and some of the areas that are facing this particular calamity if the system were to collapse.
Well, when you look at parts of Tshwane, you've got the areas around Cullinan and as well as the areas around the N1 in the Valmansdal area. And what we have picked up, particularly on those two supply schemes, when you look at, for instance, the Valmansdal water treatment plant, our infrastructure and the water treatment plant itself is properly functioning. But over the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks, because that scheme is augmented by City of Tshwane, we have not been receiving adequate augmentation bulk water supply into the scheme, which then enables us to meet the water demand. And because there is generally in the space a high water demand, City of Tshwane has also had to do their own water demand management, and regrettably that has negatively affected our own operations as it relates to the Valmansdal water treatment plant. When you look at the Cullinan water treatment plant, we have experienced a drop in the raw water that we are getting from the dam in order to do the water treatment processes, which then enables us to provide communities with potable water. And the same is happening in Rustenburg, where the demand is so high and the current supply can't match the demand, because you have a combination of domestic and non-domestic use. You've got mines, you've got industries, and you've got Tabiso, who's in his household, use water for small domestic purposes. And the challenge is that as it's not the case with where I come from in Mafikeng, not a lot of establishments in these areas have JoJo tanks where you can actually pump and buffer the delay in running out of water. So as soon as you open the water, it runs straight from the reticulation into your kitchen or your bathroom. And no sooner had reservoir levels gone down, then you start to immediately feel the impact.
Yeah, your statement as well says the command reservoirs, I don't know what are command reservoirs, are dropping and are now below 30%. The statement also goes, the technical assessment conducted against the increasing water consumption demand, the following consumers will be affected by the implementation of water demand management in the scheme: Rustenburg local municipality, Moses Kotane local municipality areas in Sun City, Thabazimbi local municipality, Royal Bafokeng administration, mines operating in the above areas. I mean, this is huge, bro. This is big.
Very much so, Tabi. So like I was saying, on an ongoing basis, daily, we monitor reservoir levels. So command reservoirs are reservoirs that are owned by Magali's Water, where we pump directly from the water treatment plant. And if you are going to have an issue of an unsustainable supply scheme, your command reservoir is your first indicator. If your water levels are sitting at less than 50%, it then means at the municipal reservoir, their levels are far lower than what you're actually sitting at. So what we actually try to do all the time is to at least keep them at about 60 to 70% with water in the infrastructure. But if your levels then drop to below 40 or thereabout, it then says to you down the value chain in the municipality because they've got smaller reservoirs. They are probably sitting at about 10 or 5. And with that amount of water in their own reservoirs, it's really not sustainable because within a period of about 2 to 3 hours, they have completely run out of any water that they can give to their own communities.
So let's wrap it up. How can communities help you and their businesses and industries who might be affected? I mean, how can they help? How can they lend a hand? How can they play a role to mitigate against these dangers that you've so aptly articulated?
One of the things that we normally say at Magalis Water is just to say there must be a change in behavior as to how we use water, given the fact that the population is growing and the dynamics have completely changed. But over and above that, we have picked up that one of the things that really is an eyesore for us is the leaks at the reticulation level, particularly at the local municipalities. There's quite a lot of water losses that's actually happening there. And until such time we fast track and deal with that particular problem, rather, we are still going to be facing a number of challenges. But over and above this, we are saying to our communities, let's prioritize how we use water so that we are able to give the system an opportunity to recover. Because when we do demand management, which is now water shedding in lay language, it means at some point we will be closing all of the outlets and pumping directly into the reservoir so that we build sufficient capacity and flow so that by the time we open the outlet, you've got some water coming through for some period of time. And obviously after some time again, we then do a repeat process. So that we maintain the water in the system, or else, like you've said, we are going to experience a total collapse where there would be no water to avail to anybody.
Got you. Thank you so much. Day, always a pleasure, my brother. David Mahai there, who's a spokesperson for Magalis. So the problem extends way beyond the borders of the city of Johannesburg. Magalis Water, they're also giving us a stern warning of the possibilities that are nigh.